To conclude today's show, I am joined by Jane St. Croix, Ireland, who is here to share about her intuitive healing workshop on Thursday, October 11th at the 3rd Street Center. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, Megan. It's great to be here.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And as we were chatting a little bit before, you are an intuitive and energy intuitive, just intuitive, that's a noun.
Intuitive energy healing, yes.
Perfect.
That's what I do, so.
I am always so curious to learn how people find that, because it is intuitive. So how did you kind of recognize this innate ability in yourself and decide to pursue that and foster it?
It was actually something that came upon me. Talk about things falling like from the sky. I'd had some personal challenges, and I had turned to spirituality, meditation, and journaling, and I had found it quite helpful. It had helped me transcend a lot of life obstacles, and it was just a practice that had become part of me. And after literally years of practice, I had a profound, life-altering, mystical experience that just truly felt like I was touching heaven.
Wow.
And it was really amazing. Changed my whole perception, my whole approach to life, my whole vocation.
Yeah.
And it's when I first started being able to perceive energy.
Wow.
So it was at that time that I was able to start seeing the auras around people, the energy fields around people, the energy in things, because everything is energy.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And it's not just people. You were discussing that you also do animal communications
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they are so fun because unlike the complexity of people, they are just straightforward, just right on with what it is.
Absolutely.
They're always fun.
I don't joke when I say that I think dogs are too good for this world.
Actually, animals are domestic animals. Their souls incarnate with us purposefully to help us through this lifetime and to help be of service, to bring comfort and support. So it's definitely a special task that they volunteer for.
Air quotes on volunteer,
yeah,
right?
They line up for.
I know. I always try and tell myself.
Grows their souls.
I always try and tell myself, well, I'm like, well, he always like comes home without, you know, he comes from the park and follows me around. So I hope it's not too much of an indentured servitude situation.
They love it.
Oh, that's so fun. So you have this truly life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was talking to you earlier when I Googled you, I saw a hit that said you did practice Reiki, but it's not really Reiki. It's more Reiki adjacent.
Right. Yes, I do. I do a type of energy healing. I've studied a little bit of Reiki, but I've actually developed this process myself through my own research. I say I've done a lot of my study has been on the spirit plane, so to speak. So I've learned a lot from the angels, the spirit guides that I work with, and they've taught me how to do a particular form of energy healing that addresses the entire energy field. And so it helps clear imbalances, release blocked energy, connect us with our light, with our peace and our balance, and our own ability to self-heal.
And I think we all could use more of that today, right? And speaking of, just to kind of quickly transition, you not only do your own healing, but you're also interested in kind of that educational aspect as well, because you're hosting a workshop this week.
Right.
Or I guess next week, technically.
Yes, it's next Thursday at 6 o'clock at 3rd Street Center, and it's an intuitive energy healing workshop. And the way I would describe it is like this. I went to a really fantastic meditation myself a couple weeks ago where we really were transported to that transcendent realm of feeling peace, love, joy, connectedness, one with all, and all is right with the world. And then the meditation concluded. There was a question and answer afterward, and someone made the greatest question of, I understand that this is our true nature, mm-hmm. but how do I square this when I have to go to work,
right.
when I have to deal with my family, when I have to deal with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so this workshop is really about, we make that connection to the divine realm, and then we find practical tools. We connect to our own inner wisdom and tools to help us through our own specific life situations. So we do that with intuitive readings. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at people's energy field, at the group energy field. People get to ask questions. It's very participatory. And then we do energy healing, and we work with the guides. And so those are wonderful beings that exist in the non-physical realm. So as I said, we know those as angels, mm-hmm. or maybe animal spirits. They're a little closer to the divine. Well, they're a lot closer to the divine. They live in harmony with the divine, but they're also a little closer to us. And so they can help us make that connection with our expansive selves and break through whatever obstacles, clear yeah. whatever we need to. So it's a wonderful workshop.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And how does somebody, is it just a walk-in basis? Is there a registration process? How can somebody be able to participate?
There is a registration on my website, janesaintcroix.com. And then there's also a Facebook event under my business page, Jane St. Croix, Ireland, Intuitive Energy Healing.
Perfect. Love the power of the internet. Speaking of connecting, right?
It's true. Yeah. That has also changed our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In all the years that you've been doing this, how have you, or have you, I would imagine so, but you know the joke about assume, how do you approach somebody who just has they're a skeptic, they are closed off, they're not open to this at all? Is there a way to have a conversation with that person?
Well, there's always a way to have a conversation with any person if we can just endeavor to find some common ground. But to tell you the truth, the people that come and see me are not the skeptics.
Right, they're already open.
I'm not here to convert anyone. I'm here to help people, direct people towards their own experience, towards their own inner wisdom. So it's not something that I want them to believe in or have faith in, per se. I just endeavor to help people transform themselves and find their own tools
sure.
for their own lives.
And this is the kind of thing that I am very open. I'm always like, yes, I'm always on that path to self-betterment, right? But it so frequently feels like we know that, but we don't really remember it until all of a sudden that need for betterment is much closer and things are falling apart in your life. Mm-hmm. But do you see people that, you know, you're like, okay, so why are you here? And they're just like, no, things are okay. I mean, is it really geared, is the workshop kind of thing geared more toward somebody who is undergoing some personal hardships? Or is it also just open for anybody that wants to tap into that level?
It's really geared towards all of those people that you just mentioned. Sometimes people come because they do have a real life situation happening that they're looking for help and support, and that's been the case with several. But then I have a lot of people that are living what we would consider pretty high functioning, pretty good lives, but they're looking for that sense of peace, they're looking for that sense of balance, that feeling of fulfillment, of purpose, of connection. They're people that really believe that we're here to experience those things. And they're people that do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the uniqueness about this particular process is, again, I'm helping people find it for themselves. We had a wonderful event in Aspen last evening, and we really worked on some great topics, and some of the things that we accomplished were releasing worry and fear, negative self-talk, some of the conditioning that might not be serving us anymore, self-defeating behaviors, others' negativity. So mm-hmm. it's very practical.
Good. And I love that you mentioned doing the work, because, I mean, look at your own life. You've spent years cultivating this in not only yourself now, but also for others. So people come to the workshop, they walk away. They've got that euphoric sense of oneness, right? And also hopefully an idea of the practicality to maintain it when all of a sudden they're stuck in traffic behind somebody camping in the left lane, right?
That's the wonderful thing about this work is people walk away knowing what to do.
But then they actually have to commit to it, correct?
Well, and most of my clients are wonderful about they are incredibly committed and incredibly dedicated, which is why I love to do this.
That's awesome.
They're so much fun.
Oh, I'm sure. And so your clients really aren't usually probably just a one-off. You actually get to cultivate a relationship with these people and follow their journeys. That must be fun.
Oftentimes I do. There are occasions where I might see a person once or maybe two or three times and that's enough for them. But yes, yeah, some people I work with long term and develop a good long relationship. And yeah, they're very close to my heart.
Oh, that's so great. Well, thank you so much for joining. Unfortunately, I am a slave to the clock. Is there anything I didn't ask that you wish I would have that listeners should know?
Oh, Megan, I just wanted to read your energy.
Well, I mean,
can I just say a little bit about
yes, you? Yes, let's you, do it. Let's do
you
it.
You truly have the sweetest, most dedicated, open-hearted energy yourself. You truly have the enthusiastic child within you. And so just one of the things that I might share is just go easy on yourself. Sometimes you're a little bit of a critic. So.
She's good. Okay? She's good, guys.
Okay,
she's a good listener. No, that's so sweet. Thank you. I might cry, right. But that's sweet. So yes, you just heard it, and I'm a little off kilter now. Thank you for that. So yes, listeners out there that are hearing a lot of the things that she's speaking about and want to know more, you have the opportunity to do so Thursday at what time was it?
It's at 6 o'clock at 3rd Street Center.
Perfect. And is that in the Callaway room or?
It's room 31.
31. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I also put on another hat and I'm a reporter at the Soper Sun, which is also based in the 3rd Street Center. And I remember thinking, oh no, this is also a labyrinthine building and I'm directionally challenged. So room 31, 6 p.m. Thursday. Awesome. Yes. Well, Jane, I cannot thank you enough for your time. Thank you so much for bringing your energy into the room and out onto the airwaves. And I will unfortunately be out of the country, but I'm sure lots of people will get to know you firsthand on Thursday.
Oh, Megan, thank you so much. It was just such a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you.